ladies and gentlemen, my association with this garden goes back, in a certain sense, to 1925, when I was with the League of Nations International Labor Office in Geneva, and met there and was befriended by a very distinguished Japanese, Dr. Inazo Nitto. He was then the Undersecretary of the League of Nations and a distinguished scholar, an outstanding statesman, and a man of peace. And he was good enough to invite me and two or three others of my young friends to go to his home to have Christmas dinner with him in that year, 1925. I knew him on other occasions as a representative of Japan at international conferences. And it was following one of these in 1933 that he died here in British Columbia. And in his memory, his friends here and in Japan gave the university a very lovely, though modest, Japanese garden. Now, our building program made it necessary to move that. And when we did, in consultation with our Japanese friends, it was thought wise and was decided that we would attempt to provide here in Canada and in North America an authentic Japanese garden. And again, provide it in memory of Dr. Inazo Nitto. This beautiful and gracious Japanese garden in which we are assembled could never have been created without the cooperation of a great number of friends of this university. I only wish it were possible for me to mention each by name and to express our gratitude in a personal way. Invitations to attend this ceremony were sent to many of our friends in Japan, thanking them for their generous interest in and support of the undertaking. But unfortunately, official duties prevented them from attending. Among them are the Japanese ambassador, Mr. Hagiwara, who is now in Japan, the former ambassador, Mr. Matsudara, who was responsible for the invitation by the Japanese government to Dean Chan and our country, Japan, as the guest. And back to the first show, following the end of the month, Mr. Yasukawa and his charming wife, who were remembered by many of their friends here in Vancouver. The university and our Department of Asian Studies have been fortunate indeed that the Japanese Consul General for the last 3 years has been as helpful and as resourceful as our good friend, Mr. Tanabe. It's a great pleasure for us, sir, to have you and Mrs. Tanabe with us today. For without your initiative, the garden could not have been begun. And without your continuous and watchful assistance, it could not have been brought to so successful a conclusion. Through you, I would like to thank the government of Japan, and in particular, and the members of your foreign office, who have shown once again their friendship for Canada and for our university by their wholehearted cooperation in this endeavor. Mr. Kondo graciously wrote a letter a few days ago, and I'd like to read from it. It is indeed gratifying to learn that through the earnest efforts rendered by you at the university and other persons, the Natobi Memorial Garden will be completed and will be officially opened on the 3rd of May. I wish to tender to you my most sincere thanks for this significant contribution which your university has made toward promoting the friendly relations between our two countries through the building of this garden. This handsome tea house, the gateway, the arbors, and all the Japanese plants are the joint gift of the Japanese-Canadian community of British Columbia and of our friends in Japan. I'm pleased to see so many members of the Japanese-Canadian community here today, and I wish to express my thanks to you all for the strong support you have given to the university throughout the years. In all of this, Dr. George Ishiwara, the president of the Japanese-Canadian Association of Vancouver, has played a leading role. He helped to plan the garden from its early stages. Mr. George Kasuta, another good friend, led the fundraising campaign in Vancouver. And I would like now to ask Mr. Kasuta, if he will, to take a bow on behalf. Mr. Genzi Otsu was in charge of the campaign in Stevens. Mr. Otsu,
would you come forward to the microphone for a moment? Not here yet? Well, we'll have to wait and
have him a little later, perhaps. One of our guests here today has come from Japan to be present at the ceremony. Mr. Nozawa. He's the president of the Nozawa Asbestos Cement Company. This company is the leading importer in Canada, in Japan, of Canadian asbestos. And it was very largely thanks to the generosity of his company that the tea house and its utensils are here today. Mr. Nozawa is representing the Japanese Friends of the University of British Columbia. He has had the pleasure of being a close friend of the Honorable Mr. Mayu,
the Honorable Mr. Bull, our present ambassador in Japan,
and the late Honorable T.C. Davies. We are delighted that it's been possible for him to be with us. To Nozawa, may I introduce you? Would you care to give a few remarks, sir?
簡単にご挨拶申します。先刻ご紹介いたしました、K野沢でございます。日本とカナダとは古く、すなわち約1世紀前から政治経済文化的な深い繋がりがございまして、その関係は非常に密接なるものがございます。距離は非常に近いんでございますけど、距離は非常に近くなりまして、
Mr. Nozawa said that he was very pleased to be here today, that Canada and Japan have, for more than a century, maintained relations, political, economic, and cultural, but that the distance between them had recently grown very much less than it had ever been. That now, within 10 or 15 hours, one can come from Japan and our relations should in the future get closer.
昨年私がご当地へ参った時に、今年初め亡くなられました元駐日大使、ミスター・デビスから、それから本日ここにご出席の田辺日本領事から、UBC大学に日本式の庭園と、それから日本の茶室を作りたいというご相談ございまして、 私は非常に、申し申し上げるも衷心、ご賛成申し上げた次第でございます。それで私が、昔からお国が好きでございまして、つまり体が非常に好きでございまして、そうして商売上また、お国と非常に密接なる関係を持っておりますので、日本へ帰りまして、率先いたしまして、寄付の募集の、運動開始したいと思います。
A year ago, when Mr. Nozawa was visiting Canada, he heard from the former ambassador to Japan, who recently passed away, Mr. Davis, and from the Japanese consul in Vancouver, Mr. Tanabe, of the plans for building a Japanese garden at UBC. He was delighted to hear of the news, and his long interest in and acquaintance with and friendship for Canada made him all the more delighted and made him determine when he returned to Japan to lead the campaign for raising funds.
Fortunately, he was able to secure support from many quarters in Japan, and the fundraising campaign went better than could have been expected. Today, Mr. Nozawa is very happy to represent here all those people who contributed to the fund for the building of this garden, and he considers it a great honor to represent them on this occasion. It is a great pleasure that some of the best carpenters in Japan have been able to come here and build the tea house, and that later on this afternoon there will be an exhibition of the tea ceremony and the flower arrangement. These two arts, which spring from the bases of Japanese philosophy, will be shown to you, and it is a great honor which would be appreciated by all the people of Japan that some of the flowers of their culture can be displayed here today.
Thank you, Mr. Nozawa. We hope that on your return home, you will convey to your friends there, and in particular to Mr. Ito, the president of the Japan-Canada Trade Association, and to Mr. Takagawa, the president of the Japan-Canada Association, our very best wishes and thanks. Mr. Takagawa has thoughtfully sent a telegram for this special occasion, which I am happy to read. On the formal opening of the Natobi Memorial Garden, allow us to offer sincere congratulations on behalf of all members. We firmly believe this symbol of Japan will further contribute toward the promotion of our cultural relations and the better understanding of our two peoples. I might interject that the Prince Tokugawa was the first ambassador of Japan, then minister, to Canada. He was a friend of many of us across Canada. He was a graduate, an honorary graduate of this university. He still has a great affection for Canada and for this university, and this is further evidence of his continuing interest in our welfare. It is also a pleasure to welcome to Canada and to the university two gracious Japanese ladies who have come from Japan to grace our proceedings. Mrs. Hara, the wife of Kamio Hara, the managing director of the Mainichi newspaper, one of Japan's largest papers. She will give a demonstration of the traditional Japanese tea ceremony. She is the head of the Urasanki School of Tea Ceremony in Japan. I'd like to introduce Mrs. Hara and to ask her to say a few words, if she will.
Canada. しました。原でございます。この度、大学にこんな立派な日本の庭園とお茶室ができましたことを心から総長をはじめ皆様にお祝い申し上げ、私のようなものがこのティーセレモニーにご招待いただきまして、果たしてお役目が皆様のご満足がいきますか、どうでございますか。お茶と申しますと、なかなかテンポが遅いものでございます。どうかそのテンポの遅い中に静けさとまた楽しさがございます。この機会にどうぞ皆様も日本のこの茶の湯を広く愛してくださいまして、どうぞ日本の国民の生活その中にそう溶け込んでおります昔からの伝統をご理解くださいまして、ますます日本を愛してくださいますように。私もこの初めてこちらにお招きいただきまして、大変美しい町で、この2、3日なんですか、すっかりのんびりいたしまして、もう日本の家庭などをすっかり忘れまして、楽しい日を送らせていただいております。御礼申し上げます。大変拙い言葉でございます。今日のご挨拶にさせていただきます。
Mrs. Hara said that she would like to congratulate the university on completing such an excellent example of the Japanese garden and tea house. She said that she felt herself unworthy here today to represent the traditional art of the Japanese tea ceremony. She hoped, however, that you would enjoy watching it. She warned that the tempo of the tea ceremony is rather slow, that it may be difficult to Westerners to appreciate it, but she hoped that you would see in the slowness of the tempo, the stillness and the joy that rests at the bottom of the long tradition of the tea ceremony. She hopes that you will find in it something of the elements which have made it an essential part of Japanese life, and that through it you will be able to gain some understanding of and affection for Japan. She herself, having arrived recently in Vancouver, has very much enjoyed the beauty of the town and of the surrounding scenery. She has, for 3 days, completely forgotten her Japanese surroundings. She has very much enjoyed herself, and she hopes that you too will enjoy the tea ceremony.
Thank you, Mrs. Hart. And now I would like to call on Mrs. Higawa. She's the daughter of the late Mr. Watanabe, a former minister of the Imperial Household, and is the wife of one of the most distinguished industrialists in Japan. She later this afternoon, and on other occasions, will demonstrate the Japanese flower arrangements. She is the head of the O'Hara School of Flower Arrangements in Japan. Mrs. Harada.
バンクーバーに美しい日本のお茶室とお庭ができましたことをお喜びいたします。はるばる皆様の美しいお国に参りまして、日本の生け花を通じて皆様とお友達になれることを大変嬉しく思います。皆様の温かい歓迎を感謝いたします。
Mrs. Hiranga would like to offer her congratulations on the opening of the garden and tea house. She is very happy that she has the opportunity of becoming friends with everyone here through the medium of the Japanese art of flower arrangement. She wishes to thank everyone for the warm welcome which she has received in Vancouver.
Both the tea ceremony and the flower arranging will take place in International House a little later this afternoon, after refreshments have been served there to all of you who are here
and who would like to go over to International House. I think I can assure both our charming guests that they will have many eager and attentive pupils during the 2 weeks that they intend to remain with us and to demonstrate for us these ancient, colorful, and distinguished arts of Japan. Another generous friend of the university, Miss Florence Fife Smith, has been a devoted student of Japanese art. She has given to the university many interesting and valuable Japanese artifacts. One of these, a stone lantern, given by Miss Fife Smith, has been incorporated into this garden, and I hope that many of you will inspect it as you stroll about the grounds. I would now like to introduce Miss Fife Smith. Now it only remains to thank those who have so devotedly engaged in the work of building the garden itself. First and foremost, our thanks must go to Professor Mori. He has been with us a little over a year. He designed the garden and has supervised every stage of its execution. The garden is above all else his creation, though he himself modestly claims that it is the creation of the great tradition to which he is the heir. All who have worked with Professor Mori have been impressed by his gentleness, by his artistic integrity, and by his quiet determination to ensure that this shall be a fine example of the art of the Japanese garden. It has been a great pleasure to have had Professor Mori with us this past year. We hope that you will come back to see your creation again when nature has done her work and the bushes have covered the fences and the moss has mellowed the stones. I would like to thank, too, all of those who have worked with Professor Mori. Dr. John Neal and his staff of Buildings and Grounds, and Mr. Tom Hughes, our superintendent of Buildings and Grounds, and Mr. Sumi, who will remain with us and maintain the garden after Dr. Mori's departure. I wish, too, to express our gratitude to Mr. Yanakawa and Mr. Nakita, who came from Osaka especially to erect this tea house. They have worked from dawn till dusk, every day, so that it might be ready in time for this opening ceremony. In the future, this garden will be one of the beauty spots of our campus and of our country, and hundreds of people will come to stroll at peace among its flowers, shrubs, and trees. The university, since it is the most westerly of the universities of Canada, and therefore closest to the land which has contributed so much to the garden, is developing a Department of Asian Studies, which has already attracted wide attention. We have established, I believe, a sound and comprehensive program of studies and research. We have attracted to that department distinguished scholars whose writings are widely known. During the present century, great developments have taken place in international relations among the countries bordering the Pacific. In these developments, Canada, though a young nation, is aware that she has something to contribute, as well as much to learn. As a nation, we are coming to realize that the measure of our influence and the degree of our effectiveness in these developments will depend largely upon our knowledge of Pacific problems and upon the creation of mutual understanding between ourselves and our neighbors across the Pacific. This ceremony today marks in a tangible way the warm feelings which exist between Canadians and our friends in Japan. At the same time, this garden commemorates Dr. Natoki. Now, I would now like to introduce Dr. Neal, who's director of landscaping, and ask him to say a word too.
Mr. President, Mr. Tanabe, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen.
For a number of years, we have been hoping to be able to provide a suitable setting for the Niobe Memorial Lantern on this campus. As you all know, it has been situated until now at the foot of University Boulevard. Many of us have felt that it would be most appropriate to have an authentic Japanese garden designed and constructed in the traditional manner for this purpose. This garden, which we have named the Niobe Memorial Garden, provides a magnificent setting for the lantern, and at the same time, it has given us a most interesting and useful teaching demonstration of Japanese garden art. The garden now becomes an integral part of the University Botanical Garden, which comprises all landscape portions of the campus. Few of the world's botanical gardens have had such an opportunity to provide an authentic example of Oriental art as we have here. In this garden, we have proof that we share a common heritage of mountains, sea, and forest with the people of Japan. I feel that while we have here a little bit of Japan, it will always be in harmony with our own landscape concept for this university. It is most interesting to note that our forest trees, which have been so carefully preserved in this setting, have been most acceptable to our designer. Many of the shrubs and trees which we have planted have come from our own university nurseries. They are acceptable because they are landscape materials which have had Japanese origin, or because they are similar in form to the trees and shrubs used for this purpose in Japan. To these have been added many shrubs and trees which were obtained in Japan and shipped over with the tea house, the stone lanterns, and other garden furnishings. Our local rocks, too, were acceptable, since they were found by our designer to display qualities similar to those of his native country. More shrubs have yet to come from Japan. The garden arbor must be built just across here, and there will be additions to the entrance gate. More rocks have still to be placed, for they are such an important component of the tea garden which will be on this site where we now stand. When these tasks are finished, we will be left with the tremendous responsibility of maintaining the garden in the authentic Japanese tradition. None of this would have been possible without the expert guidance which we have had from Professor Mori. And in conclusion, I would like to say that it has been a very great pleasure and a privilege to have been associated for a little more than a year with this very fine gentleman from Japan. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Neal. Now you've heard something about Dr. Mori, who has been with us over a year, and I would like him to come forward and say a few words to us. Dr. Mori.
ブリティッシュコロンビア大学の二戸博士メモリアルガーデンの開園式にあたりまして、実験並びに監督者として所感を述べますことは誠に光栄に存じる次第であります。私はブリティッシュコロンビア大学が日本庭園を作りたいというご希望によりまして、昨年、3月からこちらに参りまして、その設計並びに監督に当たっているものでありますが、その間、大学のご当局の深いご理解をもって、私の仕事の遂行に多大の便宜を、与えられ、また本日ご出席の皆様からは、 絶大なご講演を得まして、ここに従来北アメリカにおいて、例のなかった、大きな日本庭園と見事な立派な茶室が、完成いたしましたことは、誠に感謝に堪えない次第であります。元来日本庭園は約1000年の歴史を持っておるものでありますが、私はこの伝統に従いまして、池を掘り山を築き、滝を落とし、水を流し、また、島を作り、中島を作り、橋を架け、あるいは東屋を作りまして、大学ご当局の要請に、沿いますように、努力いたしましたつもりであります。また一方茶道は日本におきましては約400年の歴史の上に立っておるものでありますが、この茶道の精神に従いまして、正統的な茶室の建設をいたしたいと思いまして、その点については十分注意をしたつもりであります。なおその上、これが使用利用につきましても現代の生活に合いますように、多少昔のものに変更を加えまして、現代的な一文を加えて、設計をいたしましたのでありますが、この設計は私といたしましては設計家は誠に立派な茶室を作って、くださいましたことを非常に、感謝しておる次第であります。なお茶室がこの庭園の中の一部と しまして、十分周囲の庭園と調和いたしますように、その点にも十分注意したつもりであります。なおその茶室の中の茶庭は、ご覧のとおりまだ出来上がっておりませんが、これはやはりこの庭園の一部としまして、十分マッチしますように、努力して、建設するつもりであります。わざわざ遠くからおいでになりました方々には誠に申し訳ない次第でありますが、どうしましても茶室ができませんと茶庭も出来上がらないのでありますから、この点はどうか、ご了解を得たいと思います。なお庭園は、今日はただ、生まれ出たばかりでありまして、これは完成には今後十分適切な維持管理を必要といたします。それでその点からつきまして、私は大学ご当局が十分なご理解を持って今後この庭園の完成に対して、十分力を尽くしていただきたいということをお願いする次第であります。どうもありがとうございました。
Mr. Murray has been delighted to have been able to play the main part in making this garden which is being opened today. He came here last March and for the last year has been enjoying himself making hills, making water, making rivers run, making waterfalls fall, and carrying on the tradition of Japanese garden building which is over 1,000 years old. The tradition of the tea ceremony is of more recent date, dating from about 400 years ago. And in designing the tea ceremony, he tried to make something that was as orthodox as possible within the tea tradition, but which should nevertheless have one or two necessary concessions to the environment in which it finds itself. The tea garden, which will occupy this enclosure here, is unfortunately not yet completed. Mr. Murray was very sorry that he was unable to do this for you today, but the tea garden has to be built around and in conformity with the tea house itself, and unfortunately there was not time. Also, there will be arbors placed in the garden and a gate, all of which he has tried to make conform to the contours of the garden and to the architecture of the tea house as closely as possible. Mr. Mori said that the full beauty of the garden will not be visible for several years yet, and that of course it depends on the quality of the maintenance which in the next few years as to the final quality of the garden. And he has very much enjoyed his stay here and hopes that his work will be carried on after he goes.
Now I would like to introduce Dr. Ishiwara, the president of the Canadian Japanese Citizens Association, and ask him for a few remarks.
Mr. Chairman, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is indeed a great privilege for me to be speaking today on behalf of the Japanese Canadians throughout the province of British Columbia on this occasion of the opening of the Dr. Nitobe Memorial Garden. We are feeling rather proud as we look about us at this beautiful garden, that something of our Japanese heritage has been permanently implanted herein on a university campus. Our forefathers who emigrated to Canada and through the years have made their contribution to the growth of their adapted land. And I like these various plants, shrubs, and trees that have been brought over from Japan and which are now growing side by side in a garden with Canadian shrubbery. It is very fitting, too, that the name of Dr. Inazo Nitobe should be perpetuated with this garden. Not many of the Niseis or the second generation Japanese Canadian may have heard of Dr. Nitobe, but the older generation know of him as a distinguished scholar and an ambassador of peace and goodwill. We thank the University of British Columbia Committee in Charge for launching this garden project and express our grateful appreciation to Professor Kannosuke Mori of Japan for the final result as we see it today. We realize the many months of planning and concentrated effort that went into the construction of this garden, and we know that Professor Mori must be sensing a feeling of deep satisfaction with his contribution. We thank the government of Japan for its expression of goodwill between our two countries, but also sending over Madam Hoe Hirana and Madam Soko Ohara to participate in the opening ceremonies with their demonstration of flower arrangements and tea ceremonies. And also the carpenters direct the tea house. And we also thank the people of Japan for their generous contribution toward this garden. The Japanese, Canadian, and British Columbia have also assisted financially toward the completion of this garden. But interest in a garden has not been confined to British Columbia only, as contributions have also come in from Toronto and across the border from the USA. Many others have given a great deal of time and assistance to this project, members of various committees, local gardeners, and carpenters. And to these people, we say, thank you very much. We hope that all who visit this corner of the campus will not only appreciate the simple Japanese beauty of the garden, but will also be reminded that here is an everlasting symbol of goodwill between Canada and Japan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Ishiwara. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce Mr. Tanabe, the Consul General for Japan, and ask him to officially open the Nitobe Memorial Garden. Mr. Tanabe.
Mr. President, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, I should like, first of all, to express on behalf of the government and people of Japan my deep appreciation to the Chancellor, the President, and the Board of Governors of the University of British Columbia on this auspicious day, on the occasion of the opening ceremony of the authentic Japanese garden, which occupies a corner of this vast campus. I'd also like to extend special thanks and congratulations to President Mackenzie, who first conceived of the idea of constructing a Japanese garden here, to the Japanese Garden Committee, which faithfully carried out the idea to fulfillment, to Dean Andrew, the committee chairman, members of the committee who are indefatigable in the complicated work involved. With a special mention to Dr. Clark, who devoted himself for the last 2 months in making preparing for the opening ceremony today. I'd now like to take this opportunity to say a few words about Dr. Nitobe, after whom this garden has been named. Dr. Nitobe was a patriot and an internationalist. His patriotism was based upon internationalism, and for this reason he strove to introduce Christianity and democracy into Japan. He was indeed an apostle of goodwill among the nations and an apostle of democracy, a man much needed in the world today. Dr. Nitobe devoted much of his efforts to interpret Japan to the West and the West to Japan. And University of British Columbia, as can be seen by the holding of a UNESCO East-West Conference here in March, have been carrying on its good work and playing a vital role in East-West exchange and relations. It is therefore indeed significant that a Japanese garden dedicated to Dr. Nitobe's memory has been constructed at this university, and I am truly happy that a monument has been erected to the ideas of a world based upon peace and democracy, one world that knows no boundaries. An authentic Japanese garden, like good wines, matures with age, and this newly built garden matures. It is my sincere wish that peace and democracy will also mature in this ever-narrowing world. It is now my great honor and privilege to declare this Nitobe Memorial Garden officially open.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Tanabe. Ladies and gentlemen, immediately following this formal opening, I suggest that those who care to should adjourn to International House, which is just over to the wooded area here, where refreshments will be served and where, in due course, the illustrations of the flower arrangements and the tea ceremony will be shown for your interest. In the meantime, a few of us go into the Japanese tea house here, where it will be, as it were, inaugurated properly and officially by the performance of the first tea ceremony in it. Now, there's only room, I believe, for six in the area in which the tea ceremony is given. So we can't have spectators at that. And that is the reason why a little later in the International House we will repeat the performance. Now I'd like to thank again all of those who have come here today, and particularly our Japanese friends, and most particularly those who have come, the charming ladies in their Japanese costumes. They've added a great deal to this very interesting and picturesque ceremony. And they themselves make this garden even more attractive than it might otherwise be. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, concludes this part of this afternoon's ceremony. We'll adjourn to International House.